captures the humanity of all people. That's 48 years of being a site of resistance in defense of truth, justice, and culture, May 3rd through the 19th. WPFW works daily to build the world we want to inhabit by building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Yo, peace, this is Rod Stars.
Peace, this is G1, and together we're Rebel Diaz. When we in the DMV, you know we're listening to that People Power Radio, WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice. Let's go.
This is a journey.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket.
He is amazing.
I didn't know nothing about it.
I don't want to be like Mike.
Say what you say, say what?
I don't want to be like Mike.
Before Magic's knees go permanently south for the winter.
I don't want to be like Mike.
Changing up the guard quicker than fear brings down doo-doo.
Put the finger roll! Plus the foul!
Hey, young bro.
He never saw Elgin Baylor play during his day, or Oscar Robinson.
Flash the dice roll back. The big O was jackknifing through all them bodies.
I didn't know nothing about it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Collision. It is fundraising time here at WPFW. I'm Dave Zirin, joined by the great Chuck Modiano. We are your home for jazz and justice. We are your home trying to change this world one broadcast at a time. And we are the show that brings you the intersection of sports and politics like nobody else. So we're going to raise some funds for PFW today. And we are also going to tell you about a very powerful and important demonstration for Palestine taking place at noon, right in the middle of the DMV at 20th and I, James Madison Park, 1 year anniversary of a certain thing that happened to an encampment that I'm going to let Chuck talk about. And we're going to talk about a certain team near and dear to our hearts. I don't want to give up who, but their name rhymes with the New York Schmicks. And you're just going to have to decode what team that is. Thrilled to be joined by Chuck Modiano. How you doing, Chuck?
Hey, Knicks up 2-0 against the defending champions. I think I'm doing okay.
Yes, it's almost political. Yeah. It's in this odd place between political, irrelevant, and religious.
Well, you know, we've talked so much about the world is falling apart. So we're not okay. But every once in a while, you need a grain of joy in there to slip that in there as we do all this political work.
Yeah, this isn't the movies. There's not going to be a battle for Helm's Deep, to use a Lord of the Rings reference, over fascism. This is going to be a long distance run. I don't know if it's going to be a marathon, but it is the sort of thing where you do have to find your joy along the way. And speaking of finding our joy, when I think of joy, I think of this person, a musicologist, a freedom fighter, and a person at WPFW without whom we could not do this work. Without, I'm talking, of course, about Katia Stitt. Katia, how are you?
I am, you know, as well as can be expected, as well as we all are in these times. You know, yesterday I was just furious waking up to the news of India bombing Pakistan, because we see that it's just them, using the Israeli government playbook to do what they wanted to do. And had we stopped the Israeli government, had someone stopped them, we may not have gotten to this point. So I was just overwhelmed by that. I've been furious. Where do you start? The children are literally starving right now as you and I are speaking. They are starving to death in Palestine right now. And so it's a lot. It's a lot going on. And the repression continues, the authoritarianism, the fascism, just the real ugliness, the base ugliness of this moment continues. So, but we maintain and we bring joy. We try to, and we try to raise funds, and we try to support a media outlet that really does support the people and that doesn't rely on governmental or corporate funds. So that brings me joy. And to be with you two gentlemen, of course, as I had joy with Ethelbert last hour, I'm very happy to be with you all this hour. So thank you.
Fabulous. And how can people support WPFW, especially since, and you did raise a litany of problems and heartache in this world.
Yeah.
But we have to remember the words of Alice Walker, who said that resistance is the secret of joy. Not
right.
The secret of survival, which is certainly true, but Alice Walker chooses her words with a great meticulousness and intention. So she said, resistance is the secret of joy. And we're going to bring you joy on WPFW precisely because we bring you both the music, the politics, and even the sports of resistance. With that said, Katia, how can people help WPFW?
Very simple. We have a goal of $7.50 this hour. They can simply go to WPFWFM.org and they can enter their credit card. But if they're already set up with PayPal, they can do that quick and easy, done. Or they can give a call to 800-222-9739 and someone will graciously and happily take that pledge of support. The most important thing is that you all support a free press. We must support a free press, and freedom is not free. I say it all the time, but Mehdi Hassan said it this morning on Democracy Now! And I'm like, oh, he's speaking my language. And so many of you know that freedom is not free. There is a price that we pay, and we see the price we're paying right now. So if the collision means something to you, and I know it does, if WPFW means something to you and you understand the critical importance of both this program and this station, now is the time to support it. $750 to go, 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. I'm going to be quiet now and allow the gentleman to carry on.
You know, Chuck, that phrase, freedom is not free, its roots are in the early years of the Black freedom struggle. As people built capacity in churches and passed the plate, rallies as well. I mean, that phrase has a deep root in the struggle. And speaking of the struggle, I have to say, I read a book that recently really did affect me strongly. Katia, may I speak about that book? I'm not encouraging anybody to.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
Yes, yes. I just wanna say it's called King of the North, about Dr. King's activism in the north of the United States, written by Jean Thea Harris. And Chuck, I want to give this example because I think it speaks to the importance of WPFW. I thought I knew a lot about Dr. King's life because I'd read several doorstop biographies.
Yeah.
So I thought I knew. I had no idea that before the Watts uprising or the Watts riots of 1965, that Dr. King had visited Los Angeles doing anti-police brutality coalition work at least 15 times before Watts.
Wow.
Now, why is that important? Now, why is that important? It's important because my political education, which was done by radical thinkers, so I'm not trying to be like, in school, I learned this. My political education done by radical thinkers was that Dr. King goes to Watts for the first time after the riots, sees what he sees. The people are not interested in what he has to say. And their quotes like, you know, you can take that turn the other cheek stuff to the trash bin. You know, we're past that now. And it changed Dr. King irrevocably. as to how he thought change could happen and the intractability of racism in the North. That narrative, sir, is simply not true. It's a great story. It's dramatic. It's even left wing. Like, my God, my mind is changed after what I have seen. But it's not rooted in the truth. And that it's not rooted in the truth matters, because truth matters. Dr. King's work matters. So it matters that he visited and was down with the community 15 times at least before 1965. It matters that while—
Wait, hold up.
Sorry.
No, I want to be clarified. Did you say before 1965? Not 68? Not 68? Because, you know, you have it in your head. I have it in my head that, you know, King, the most radical King, comes between 65 and 68, and the text being Where Chaos or Community, Where Do We Go From Here, which I recommend everybody read as well. And it's not necessarily the Dr. King who just helped end Jim Crow, though that is very critically important. But you said 65.
And also, he may have given very high-profile speeches expressing a more radical analysis from 65 to 68, but he was down with African anti-colonial movements in the 1950s. He was talking about the Jim Crow South, and frankly, all of Black America, including the North, being a colony within a nation in the early 1960s. I mean, there is a breadth of, and he first understood Northern racism as a college student.
In Boston.
Actually, it was at Crozier, where he went before Boston, to the seminary, where he and a friend took two dates to a bar in New Jersey. Uh-oh, New Jersey. Right. If anybody knows anything about New Jersey during the, like, pre-Montgomery bus boycott in New Jersey, rough place, even though they had anti-discrimination laws on the book. So he goes to this bar with two women who are friends, and there were some other women there too who were white, and they're told they're not going to be served, and there's even a gun involved, saying, like, you need to get out of this here. So they actually make efforts to sue the bar because of the non-discrimination laws.
Yeah.
And the white people they were with, who were ready to testify, backed out of testifying because they were worried it would get them in trouble. And that's when King learned something about how white racism operates in the North.
Right.
And that affected him his whole life. So this idea of a king who says, I understand the Jim Crow South, now I shall go north. Oh my goodness, look at the North. You know, that's just not the way it happened.
Yeah, and that's I've been then maybe party to that line of thinking as well.
Oh, as have I. I'm telling you, this book turned my knowledge.
What's the name of the book?
Again, it's called King of the North by Jean Thea Harris.
Okay.
Can't recommend it enough. Now, why am I talking about it in the context of a sports and politics show on WPFW? Because here at WPFW, we are concerned with the concept, and it might sound very quaint, of truth. And truth means things that actually happened and things that are actually happening. Because we are so inundated with lies. Yeah. Now, some of these lies are kind of a very soft, you know, disinformation with people's heart in the right place, like King goes to Watts. But the actual truth, King is fighting police brutality in Watts for years and building coalition support. That has to matter. That has to matter.
It does.
The reality of what it was. Similarly, for Donald Trump to say, and now we're getting into much more pernicious lies.
Yeah.
For Donald Trump to say, as he said, I believe yesterday, that Gazan children are starving, as Katia said, because Hamas is taking their food.
Yeah.
When they are stopping food from entering Gaza.
How despicable.
How disgusting.
Yeah.
How disgusting. How disgusting. It's so hurtful. And so that's why we're even mentioning, you know, a demonstration that's happening today on 20th and I, James Madison Park at noon. Now, Chuck, before we talk a little bit of Knicks and then do a little bit more fundraising, Chuck, can you say a little bit about why this demonstration is happening today at noon at 20th and I? Because, you know, why is that location? Why are so many people from the college communities in the area rallying behind this demonstration? Can you explain that, please?
I can, and it's very hard to explain the first day of that encampment at George Washington University that happened a year ago. And I got a text that I showed up at about 6 a.m. as they're putting up the encampment. I got a text like it the night before. And I'm seeing this encampment. And what people have to know is that it wasn't just George Washington University. It was all 9 DMV universities, American, Georgetown, Howard, University of Maryland, George Mason, all 9 were united and represented in that space because all 9 had administrations that were in bed with weapons manufacturers, that were in bed with supporting and helping to terrorize Palestinians through their corporate ways, not educational ways, corporate ways. So each and every university there was protesting their own university with the word disclose, divest, we will not stop, we will not rest. And the first name is disclose. It's a fight just to get the information, just to find out how deep that they are in bed with weapons manufacturers. And then of course, divest, which is, it was the goal. So yes, it was free Palestine. Yes, it was Joe Biden stop the billions going over. But specifically, they were targeting their universities, of course, inspired by Columbia University. But Columbia was planning theirs for quite a long time before they started. I think the George Washington University, I'm not protest, it was almost like 2 to 3 days. And they said, we're going to do this. And it was incredible. And there was a moment, particularly the first day, and me and some of the older people out there, we almost cried because if you were in that space, you saw everyone there. And I'm someone who's covered protests since Trayvon in D.C., okay? That's 13 years now. So I end up going to these rallies. The school tells me to go here. I go there. There might be another rally somewhere else. There's a rally in the street against police terror over the years. And all of those people were in the same place at the same time. I might go to a Black Alliance for Peace rally about Haiti. Black Alliance for Peace is there. And the imperial nature of the Free Palestine movement brought the college movement in D.C. together with the street movement in D.C., which is sometimes segregated, that brought the colleges themselves together, which is very rare. And all of these entities all in the same place at the same time, something was happening there. And guess what? They knew something was happening there. There was organizing in that space. You could see films and documentaries on big screens in that space, political education in that space, joy in that space. And what they really, when they really wanted to raid the encampments, they want to bring down that education, that political education, and raid the young people organizing in ways and getting education in ways that the university itself cannot deliver.
Very, very powerfully put. And when you were saying that, I kept thinking, there's something happening here, and it just ain't exactly clear. Because, you know, what you were saying, Chuck, is one of the things that made it a target was precisely because something was happening there.
Yes.
And a recognition of that. And, you know, we leave out when we speak about the brutality by which all of these encampments were confronted with unexpectedly. I think that word is so important. Confronted with on campus after campus after campus. I think we leave out sometimes that some of this is the reactionary police ruling class reaction to 2020 and George Floyd. And the idea that if we don't squash things right away in this political climate, they can mushroom dramatically. Because George Floyd scared the you-know-what out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, the aftermath, the demonstrations, the biggest demos in the history of the United States. You know, that it was on a domestic issue, even if the mindset of a lot of the protesters was international. But then you start messing with international issues. You start talking about racism. Yes, you talk about it within the context of Israel. It's like, we can't let this become a George Floyd situation, which by all counts it should be, but you because of the horrors that we are inflicting, the horrors that Israel is inflicting. But what we're able to do, what they're able to do, I should say, is try to quarantine it through violence. And I think that's why today is so important, because the idea that that has become accepted and normalized in an ostensibly democratic society that's clearly sliding towards something quite different than that is just really staggering. But I digress. You know, we are bringing you this truth. We're bringing truth about Dr. King. We're going to bring you truth about the Knicks that's going to blow your mind. And by the way, one of the reasons why I love sports is that, you know, the Donald Trump can just be like, oh, it's Hamas that's stealing the food. And, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of Celtics fans this morning who would like to just be like, what are you talking about? The Celtics won last night. And try to pretend that they live in that alternative universe where the sky is green.
It's a good analogy.
You can't do it. And I think, frankly, it's not just about me, Chuck. I think, frankly, in a world built on disinformation, it speaks to the attractiveness of sports, because it's something solid. While one of the aims of fascism, not just today, but historically, is to make everything feel like a game of pickup sticks, where you're just throwing all sorts of horrors up in the air and hope the very confusion leads to a kind of demoralization and immobilization. And anytime people do anything to fight back, the other thing it does is it pushes back against that demoralization. And WPFW pushes back against that demoralization. And with that, I want to bring in Katia Stitt so she could speak about how it is we can support WPFW, and frankly, how it is we can support what's become a critical engine over the last 10 years against disinformation. Please, Katia, the floor is yours. Oh, my goodness. We don't have Katia right now.
It could be mine until it is Katia's. And because you had said
now
something.
I'm here. Oh, but Chuck, go right ahead if you like. Go right ahead.
I'll just do a quick one.
Yeah.
Because David Zirin said that they were squashed, these protests, through violence. But I want to say, before it came to the encampments and they were squashed through violence, they were squashing it through silence. And that's what was happening up to those encampments, that they were ignored, that huge protests that were going on. You could have 300,000 in the street and you wouldn't see it on corporate media. You could have the State of the Union have protests outside the State of the Union address, delay Biden in getting there, and have the police give stand down orders and not arrest anybody because they didn't want it to get out. But once the rich kids in Columbia and all the campuses started uprising, they could ignore it no longer, and they moved from silence to violence.
Well, very well put.
Yeah, I would also say that you're absolutely right. The ignoring by the mainstream press of not only the pro-Palestinian movement, but any significant movement that moves against this regime. And when I say regime, I'm not talking about just Donald Trump. I'm talking about the government period, right? We see it. Anything, whether we're talking about Congo, Sudan, Black Lives Matter, whatever it is, right? You move against the government, and we've seen it in Vietnam. When you move against the government, we're going to ignore you. The thing about the Black Power movement and the civil rights movement and the anti-Vietnam War movement is that it was still early. They hadn't quite perfected the playbook on how to ignore it, but now they have it down, you know? So that is the the critical thing about supporting WPFW. Not only do we do this work, that what the Collision is doing today and what it does every week, we do the work of making sure, to the extent we can, with the very stretched and under-resourced staff we have, that we bring you the marches from the street. So you can hear for yourself what's happening there. If you can't get there, you'll be able to hear it on WPFW. And we have ramped that up, I would say, over the last 10, you know, maybe 12 years, because we feel like it's so important to make sure that we bear witness. That is what bringing you the march live on whatever day it is about, bearing witness. And it is the thing that allows us to really know what's happening. Do you know, you cannot rely, and even when the media does cover it, look at the language, listen to the language they use. When you look at a headline of a newspaper, look how it's written versus another newspaper, for instance. I always, you know, I mean, this is what I do, compare. And then I look up who the publisher is and what their motive might be for a certain perspective, a certain slant, you know, a certain, what is it in the media world called, a spin. You know, and WPFW gives you no spin. It takes you right there. That's what we're about. You hear Chuck Modiano, he is in the streets. He is with the protesters all the time, going back, you know, decades. And he brings that to the air. Dave Zirin, the same. As much as he's writing, he's also in the streets. So they're bringing.
I'll be there today.
Yes. It's an inducement, but yes.
Oh, no, that was no, not meant to be.
No, I know.
It's a statement of fact.
It's a fact. But, you know, this is what we do. This is what WPFW is about. And you see, I wear many hats. I'm the PD, and I have to sometimes bring up PD things. But right now, I'm like you out there. I am a supporter of WPFW. For those of you who don't know that, right? A lot of the staff, the paid staff, we're giving our money back to PFW. We are also supporters. We have also pledged to these programs because we believe in a free press. So you can do the same. 800-222-9739. We have 34 minutes to make $525. We've gotten off to a great start. We want to thank Anonymous in Baltimore. We want to thank Lenora Winter. She always comes through every program. I'm not sure there's a program that she has not pledged to, quite frankly, but that's the kind of dedication. That is it right there. Understanding that whatever I have to give, I must give it now to WPFW so that they can be here, so that they will not be swallowed up, so that the government, you know, they can try to silence us, but they won't win. The people win. When they come together, they win. Look what's happening for those countries that are coming together in Africa. When people come together, they will win. Same thing here with these college students. They are winning. You saw Colombia erupt again yesterday. They're like, we're not having it. You know what I mean? We're going back into, we're taking over the library, and then we will stay in the streets. Arrest us, beat us, do whatever you're going to do to try and repress us. You know, look at the people in the Congo. Look at the people in Palestine. You see a 90-year-old woman from Palestine saying, you know, she was taken into custody by the police. They questioned her. Thank goodness. They slapped her. Can you imagine? That's like slapping your grandmother. What kind of home training do you have that you think it's okay to slap an elderly woman? I don't care what country you're in, right? But they slapped her and she still said, I ain't leaving my land. I'm sorry. You know, they bopped her on the head with a stick, a heavy stick, twice. She still said, I'm not leaving. So we have to learn. And as I said it earlier, if we are in relative comfort here, really, I mean, most of us are, a lot of us, I won't say most, because a lot of us right now are fearful. A lot of us are being separated from our families. A lot of us are locked in a detention center, sleeping on the floor, you know, not being denied medical care. So, but those of us that are not in those situations, that have freedom of movement still, that have some kind of disposable income, now is the time for you to step up. And the one way, you might not be in the streets, you might not be on the hill, but what you can do, and we don't know how effective that is anyway, but what you can do that is effective, and as Dave said, you can see the results, is pledge your support to WPFW. You see the instant results. You see the work. It's transparent. You know what I mean? It goes right back in to making sure our air is good, to making sure that we have some kind of small staff to pull off the things that we try to do, to making sure that our volunteers like Dave and Chuck are able to do the work because they have a clear sound. We have a Zoom link. We don't take any of this for granted. It's your dollars that bring us this. So do what you can do from where you are. 800-222-9739. In service to liberation, in service to anti-fascism, in service to a world where all people are honored simply because they are, because they exist. That is what we're trying to get to. We want to thank Marvin out of Ellicott City. Thank you so much. Anonymous out of DC, who says WPFW is a child continuously pointing out the emperor is naked. We try. We fail sometimes, but we try. And these two gentlemen are doing it all the time. So I'm going to be quiet again so they can get to the rest of the show. But I just feel so impassioned all the time. It's imperative that WPFW is supported and that every program that brings good work, like The Collision, is supported. $425. Please be in solidarity with us. We want to make this goal. We have 30 minutes to do it.
Wow. Very well put. Yeah.
Very well. You could go for the next half hour as far as I'm concerned. I'm amped up over here.
Well, I got to tell you, it's difficult to hear the story about the 90-year-old Palestinian woman without considering her perspective of already being an adolescent at the time of the founding of the State of Israel.
Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And how that must make her feel. Like, I don't know you. I know existence without you.
Right.
Wow. Must be such an incredible feeling of not just outrage, but frankly also pride, because it's also, I have survived you.
That's right. That's a different line than Joe Biden is older than Israel.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And a better one, too.
And a better
one. It also cuts back against the whole Israel. It is a biblical idea that goes back millennia and just all the nonsense. And just one last thing, too. I just want to make this point, just because I think we always have to make this point, is Katia quite correctly said early in the broadcast about India, Pakistan is a lot about India taking cues from how the U.S. has responded to Israel. Destruction of Gaza. I'd also say that India is taking cues from the very founding of the United States and the idea.
Come on. We got to say that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to. Expansion, colonialism. And when you consider that Israel, apartheid, South Africa, apartheid, South Africa learning apartheid from the Jim Crow South, we have to make those kinds of connections and know where the blueprint lies. And that's in our own country that we support with our tax dollars. And therefore, we have a moral and political responsibility to provide resistance to the dominant narratives that this country produces about its own founding and its own goodness. So because of that, we need to support WPFW because we are the home of the counter narrative. And the other word for counter narrative that I use, and I used earlier in this broadcast, is truth.
Yes. We say counter narrative, it's truth. They got a narrative, which is fiction, and we're telling the truth.
Exactly. And we're also always going to say, when we speak about settler colonialism, we're always going to make sure we talk about its origins. That's for darn sure. But Chuck, as we were saying earlier, I can't not say something about this, because in these difficult times, I am looking at a team in the New York Knicks that is up 2-0 against the Boston Celtics. There is no team in my life, in any sport, that I have had more of a dislike that is in some ways genetically fused with my body. It's in my DNA that I've disliked more than the Celtics, and there's no team that I've loved more than the Knicks. And one of the things that's been so frustrating is that in the course of my life, we certainly have not been their rivals at all. This isn't Yankees Boston. This isn't Mets Boston in the 86 World Series. This isn't Bruins Rangers, if you want to go to hockey. This isn't the Giants beating the Patriots in 2 Super Bowls. All this is Boston Celtics fans being able to chant, "Not our rivals," and the pain of the fact that it is in fact the truth. which is why this year, the Knicks, up 2-0 in a series where they have only led for 12 out of more than 100 minutes, in a series where they have set a record by coming back from 20 points down, 20 points down in two consecutive games on the road. That has never happened, Chuck, ever.
Yes.
And it's the Knicks, and they're beating the Celtics. And so I, in the midst of work and protest and editorials and angst, I have found this oasis in the face of a man named Jalen Brunson. I have found an oasis in seeing the two Knicks wing players, the much maligned Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby, being better than the wing players of the Celtics, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
That's right.
And I have found joy in OG Anunoby becoming a New York City folk hero, to the point of which, and I'm stealing this line from someone else, we got, but it's so true. It's a TV, it's a podcast called Group Chat. So, you know, I'm giving credit, but we've reached the point where Cat's Deli in New York City, the famous Cat's Deli, needs to have an OG Anunoby sandwich. And I think we should call it the Anunoby LT. You're speechless, Chuck.
Speechless. I can't say I'm on board. I can't say I'm on board, but, you know, it's possible. Let's just say there should be a group and deliberations that, you know, has maybe three or four different options, and that should be one option. And then there should be votes. But I want to say something because it's so interesting, right? At the very top here, say, hey, how you doing? I'm like, my Knicks won, right? But the world's falling apart. And then you ask Katia, how you doing? And, you know, Katia gives the whole list of everything that is going on in this world, all the fascism, as, you know, we should. And it's like, I want to, like, put this in a perspective. And the reason I want to put this in a sort of perspective, oh, because it's like, when I'm in the street, I've found, and, you know, sports is popular culture, and I'm around people and protesters and like-mindedness, that there's something about sport. Like, you need these, you need pieces of joy. You need joy within struggle. And a lot of times joy, even this, the name of, what's our name? The Home for Jazz and Justice, right? Like the Jazz is bringing joy, and you can have joy while fighting for justice. And a lot of times when you get into music, people understand that. And I love music like everyone else. I love music. I like film, another pillar of popular culture. But a lot of times, if in sports, not everyone sees that. Because if a non-sports and does not see sports as art, does not see sports in the same way as music or film. But as we're watching, when I'm watching Jalen Brunson do five pivots, I am watching an artist. And for people who don't see the art, because I know when if I talk to Katia, when I see Katia, how way Katia enjoys jazz, it is something that I am unable to enjoy at that level. Okay, I am, and people who really enjoy jazz, it's at a, or any music, it's at a, another level. And what I want to say is, when I see Jalen Brunson or Kobe Bryant do ballet, except someone trying to stop him in his routine and still scores, I know that I am watching some of the highest form of art. And when I see Jalen do some things, I am seeing art. And a lot of people in sports who maybe aren't following don't see it often the way we see it. And so there's a gap there. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I totally do. And, you know, I'm Mr. Sports is Art. You know, I'm Mr. Sports is Jazz. You know, I'll never, the first time, I got to tell you, I mean, it's not about me. I'm not trying to make it about me. But the first time I ever spoke publicly in my entire life, Chuck, first time I ever actually stood in front of an audience and spoke in my life was in high school when Magic Johnson announced that he was HIV positive. And I stood up in front of my school and I compared it to the recent death of Miles Davis and spoke about some of my dear friends who are jazz performers and jazz enthusiasts, because my high school had a world famous jazz band. So it's a big deal in the school. And I had seen Miles Davis live growing up at Fat Tuesdays in New York. So right. I spoke about Miles, and then I said, I just want y'all to understand that Magic Johnson was my Miles Davis.
Ooh, that's a line.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about art, there are few artists ever on the level of Magic Johnson and what he did in the No Look Pass and how he created for others. You're watching beauty, and that doesn't mean everyone falls, every like player falls in that beauty category. I love Charles Oakley, but he ain't art, right? Charles Oakley wasn't art.
No, Charles Oakley is blunt force trauma.
That's right. Hey, it doesn't apply to everyone. But Jalen, I know I'm watching some art, right? And in sort of what he does. And I have to tell you, we've waited so long and we did get this moment of joy. And I'm having this joy. And you know, like there's something that sets in you while you're having the joy of like, okay, I'm feeling a little guilty because, like, you know, the people in Colombia, as I'm having this joy, are getting beat right now. What's going on in India and Pakistan is going on right now. What's going on in Palestine? But we must have joy along the way to sustain us, you know, through these fights. And from a Knicks fan, it's hard to get higher joy than beating Celtics 2 games in a row at in Boston.
And also, who is to say, Chuck, who is to say that the Knicks maybe lose in heartbreaking fashion, and maybe on subconscious level, very subconscious, you're just like, yeah, I don't know if I'm up to go to this demo today. I just, you know, I've just got like kind of a sadness, and I need to just, you know, I'm too in my own head to be out there. And when something good happens, and I'm not talking about sports, I'm talking about like just life independent of politics. Something good happens and you feel that sort of lift in your step to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm going to try to make some change, because life isn't all gray and terrible. Like there's some shots of joy here. And like I said, it's not just about sports at all. Like, although in this example, it absolutely is about the Knicks. But like, for example, like I came back like a house of fire from visiting my daughter up in Boston, because it just made me feel so good to see her. And we weren't talking politics. We were talking life, although politics is a part of that for sure. But we were talking life. And then it's just like when I got home, I felt like I wanted to fight and fight for a better world for her. It's like these things are very, very interconnected.
They really are. And my phone's blowing up with college friends and high school friends. Yeah, yes. People you haven't heard from for a long time. Oh my God, could you believe it? Knicks up too. And on some level, because if you really get down to sports and what did that do is like you're building community. You bring the buildings artificial communities, right? Of people rooting for Cotton, as they say in a Seinfeld episode. And sorry to bring up Seinfeld right now. But that's you're rooting for Cotton. But what is it behind this sort of artificial tribalism? Which is less deadly than your normal nationalism that causes wars and whatnot. But there's something there. There's some kind of community there. And that community is very important. And the reason it's important is because many times these are the only universal connections when people's politics are different, that we could talk to other people. And then through those lenses, like we do on this show all the time, reach people in those sports spaces who aren't going to be at the protest, who aren't politically aligned, who aren't putting their fist in the air saying free Palestine or anything like that. But then we could have a conversation that moves from the New York Knicks to a Palestine. You may have a something in between there, but we have to reach people in different spaces and use popular culture to do that.
Very well put. But with that, we're actually 3 minutes late to bring in Katia Stitt. 3 minutes that folks could have spent supporting WPSW. So as much as I love talking about the Knicks and the dialectical relationship between non-political joy and the joys of struggle in politics. There is a relationship between the two, a conversation between the two that takes place in all of our minds every day, especially here at WPFW, where we take so much joy from music and talk and conversation, but also realize that it has a point of really preparing us and sharpening us and honing us for the struggles ahead. I take it to Katia Stitt, hand off the ball to her, to use a sports mixed metaphor. Jaden Daniels to the running back that the Commanders do not have. I just said that for Mike to make him chuckle. But I'm handing it off to Katia Stitt. How can people support WPFW?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, each time you bring me on, I feel like James Brown. You know how there used to be a long buildup? Of an introduction. Every time it's like that. I'm like, and I'm about to say, please, please, please.
Ah, nicely done.
Please support us right now. We are having some great feedback, though. You know, I get so happy that, and you're absolutely right. Resistance is where we find joy. Resistance is where we find joy. I don't know what life would be like if I mean, I don't want to say if there's something not to rail against, but you know what I mean? If it weren't meaningful, if there weren't things that I was passionate about, if I did not care about other human beings living on the planet, and I was just concerned about myself getting ahead, you know, I don't know what that life is like, and I don't think I want it. And I know there are many people listening to WPFW right now that also don't want that life because they're supporting WPFW. And when you support the Collision and WPFW, you don't just do it for yourself. You do it actually for the community, and especially those that are, as we learned in, you know, we'd hear in church growing up, the sick and the shut-in, the marginalized, those that can't afford to pledge right now, those who have just lost their jobs or don't know, you know, what they're going to do next or are terrified right now to even go to work because they might be picked up and deported, you see. So when you support WPFW, you're supporting, you know, they used to say that there are people praying for you that you don't even know about. My mother would always tell me that. There are people you don't even know praying for you right now. That's what you all do when you support WPFW. You are just blessing people that you don't even know that need the blessing right now. And so we want to thank Kamal out of Hyattsville, Maryland. Kamal, let me tell you something. When we talk about people supporting, he supports PFW on all levels. He does an amazing program on early Wednesday mornings, Beats, Bars, and Bangers, right? He does an amazing program. He's the chair of our LSB. He's the first one to show up to move a chair, move a table, hang some lights, move at our gala just now, you know, be part of the roadies, part of the loading crew, does whatever is needed. And he has done that ever since he arrived here. And so we thank him.
Whoa.
Oops, I was about to say a badass. But he ass is not a bad word. He is a badass. And we appreciate him so much.
Well, first of all, when we say badass, we mean ass purely in the biblical sense.
That's right.
Speaking to the proud mule. but also, I want to really give full props because you kept talking about Kamal. Let's say his name, Kamal Harris.
Oh, let's say his name. That's right. Say his name, Kamal Harris, our proud LSB chair.
That's the person right there. I mean, I can't imagine us operating without Kamal Harris.
No, he is wonderful. So he has pledged. Thank you so much, Hyattsville, Maryland. Frank Alexander out of Alexandria, Maryland. Frank, you did that on purpose. Give me a tongue twister there. Thank you so much. Anonymous out of Bowie. Thank you so very much. And Anonymous out of Manassas. Thank you very, very much. We have $15 to go, y'all. Now, I debated on whether to say that out loud or keep it to myself so I could get more calls, you know, but I just talked about transparency, so I couldn't do that. But what I want to say is let's double this goal today. We're only $15 away from making the goal, and we have time to double the goal. So can we do that? Will you do that with us? Will you be in solidarity with us? You've heard all that we've said this morning. Dave and Chuck got some more sports talk that I don't even understand happening. I get it. We're going to come to that. But there is really nothing else we can say that tops anything else that we've said about why you should support. I just want to stress again, freedom is not free. A free press is not free. You pay for it one way or another. If you don't have it, you pay for it with making decisions based on disinformation. You pay for it with, frankly, being dumb because disinformation brings you to stupidity. And we don't want that, you know what I mean, if we can help it. And the beautiful thing about WPFW, you get so much free knowledge. Knowledge is power. It is power. It calibrates how we move in the world if you pay attention to that power. We don't want knowledge for knowledge's sake. We want knowledge so it helps us to move in such a way that we all get free together. We build the world that we want to inhabit. As Dave said, for his daughter, I have a daughter. I don't know if Chuck has children, but you know, for the young people that are coming up right now, that we don't want to leave them trash, do we? And that's what we're doing right now. We are just tearing it down at an epic rate. And one way to stop that, one way to at least resist the machine, is to support a media outlet that supports you, a media outlet that you can rely on to never be silenced, that you can rely on to speak the truth, even the unpopular hard truth. Even when people say to us, well, legally, or you need to be careful. No, we need to make sure that the people are lifted up, that the movements are lifted up, that the marginalized are lifted up, that the perpetrators are called out. And when we say, I just want to be clear again, when we say the Israeli government, we mean the government. Chuck and Dave are both Jewish. We're not talking about Jewish people, just no more than we're talking about Americans. Most Americans, I think, want a good life for everybody. You know what I mean? Even people that come here seeking a good life, people come, who wants to leave their home country, leave their families, leave all they've known? They come here because the repression and frankly, I was about to use a word that I cannot use on the air, but the nefarious things that the U.S. has done in their countries has made it uninhabitable and intolerable for them. So No one is illegal in America. Everyone should have an opportunity. And one way we all get free is by banding together and stop with the silos and stop with the things that separate us. And one way you can do that, look at the multicultural nature of WPFW. We're all here. We're raising all issues all at the same time. We are indeed intersectional. Certainly the collision is. So please, right now, I got way off base there. Pledge your support. Pledge your support now. Okay. People are listening. People are listening. Thank you. We still have more to go if we want to double the goal. But we do want to say thank you to Jordan out of D.C. And I'm wondering if that's our Jordan. If it is Jordan, thank you so much. A young man of purpose. He does so much on the air, but also off the air, doing this social justice work. And we thank him for that. And we thank him for his support and his work on WPFW. And if it's not that Jordan, I'm sure, Jordan, you're doing the good work because you're supporting the collision. So please, let's keep it going. 800-222-9739. We really can double this goal. We need about $600 more to do it. And we can do that together. We have 8 minutes. Gentlemen.
Quick side note. In honor of Jordan, there's a big debate about who is the greatest player of all time. Is it Michael Jordan or is it LeBron James?
No debate, Dave. No debate.
I want to read something that somebody that was posted by my man Kevin Wilds, who's a sports guy. This is what he said, and then we're going to move on to more important things. He said, I'm going to invent a player here, a guy with two titles, two finals MVPs, league MVP, 3 all defensive teams, defensive player a year, and 9 scoring titles. That's the difference between LeBron and Jordan. Everyone says it's close, but it's not. It's a full Hall of Fame career better for Jordan. LeBron is still chasing.
We're going to have a show on this one because even though we're of the same age, I'm on LeBron's side, but I need a show for it.
Can we all agree that Mike at least looked better doing it, man?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course.
That's not even close.
Can we agree
let's not go down. Guys, we're getting caught in the briar patch.
All right. Next, another show. That'll be another show.
We're getting caught in the briar patch. And that's what Jordan LeBron debates do. We'll be here 3 more hours and the other shows will be like, will you get off the air now? But Mike will be like, right. No, I'm controlling the boards and we're going to finish this discussion.
Yeah.
Then we'll miss the demonstration, which by the way is at noon, James Madison Park, 20th and I. All I'm going to say about it is that it is meant to be a commemoration, a memory, and a continuance of what was done a year ago with the schools coming together at GW for the combined encampment. And we want to bring you coverage from there. Chuck wants to go there, do some work. And we want to bring to you exactly what Chuck saw, what I saw as well, although Chuck is really the person. But although I will throw in a couple of words here and there about what I saw, if we have Katia on the show next week, I know Katia will bring the tea about what she saw as well. All right, I'm doing my best. I was up late celebrating the Knicks. But, excuse me. But Katia, who always brings the political tea, why don't you tell us, before our time runs out, one last big Mark McGwire slow pitch softball home run about why people should support WPFW?
Oh, Dave, I don't have profound words. I really don't. And some people know, I have no script, which is how I go so far off on a tangent sometimes. But what I do have is my heart. And what I do have is I like to think, some modicum of intellect. And honestly, I just have my humanity. Wrong is wrong. I was taught that as a little girl. Wrong is wrong. Lying is wrong. You know, greed is wrong. These things are wrong. So you have all that as your compass. WPFW is that compass. It keeps all of it in front of you so that you can know how to move. That's what we do. That's what WPFW tries to do. That's what the Collision does. We still want to get $600 more. We only have 5 minutes to do it. I'm not going to go on, but I will just give the number 800-222-9739. WPFWFM.org are the ways to connect with us. And I think that we have to remember that WPFW, we really try to hold to the standard of what the founders believed we should be doing, which is making sure that we're doing just what we're doing right now. We're lifting up Palestine, we're lifting up the Congo, we're lifting up what's happening in West Baltimore, Southeast DC, PG County, Montgomery County, paving over a cemetery. You know, we're lifting up all of it all at once, because it's all Tyree Nichols getting justice.
I can't believe that.
We're lifting it all up all at once because we can't silo this. We have to understand the root is settler colonialism, it's imperialism, it's white supremacy. And we have to try to bring you all of that information so then you can make your own decisions. You can do what you're gonna do, but at least support media that brings you that information. Support the volunteers like Dave and Chuck and Ethelbert and so many others, Kamal, Jordan, Miyuki, so many others that try to bring you this work. And that's what you can do. You can be in solidarity. You can be an instant activist by calling 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. And if we run into you in the streets, please say hello.
And yeah. I'm not advertising or anything, but I'm going to be at the Politics and Prose downtown today. And it's always great to see people from WPFW, the one at Union Market, PNP Union Market, at an event.
Exactly. It's advertising.
I didn't mean that. No, I'm just going to be hanging. I'm just going to be hanging there. I'm advertising.
Where the location is.
Just
Google chilling. Location.
That's right. So if you happen to see Dave there, give him a donation for WPFW and he'll deliver it, okay?
Yeah, I'll be the guy minding my own business by the cash register, doing absolutely nothing, but I will be at PNP Union Market at 7. There, I can say that.
Okay.
Yes. Well, how are we doing, Katia? I refuse to leave.
Oh my gosh, we got another pledge in that says anonymous out of Bowie. Oh, go Knicks. Keep bringing there the truth. Is. We all need it. Peace. Thank you. What a cap. That caps it off, Anonymous. Although we still want to get more money. You know, we are greedy. We shouldn't say greed is, you know, we're like, what is that? Was it Robin Hood who stole from the rich and gave to the poor? Is that the
that
one?
That is true.
Right.
So that, and John Carlos growing up
John
in Harlem.
John Carlos. And John, more John Carlos. And so we want to be like John Carlos, right? We're going to be greedy so that we can help humanity.
Wow, 30 seconds. Well, I'll just say, I think the last donation proves that we should turn WPFW into a Knicks fan station for the remainder of the playoffs. That's right. And surrender all other programming to Knicks Talk. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding, everybody. We love WPFW. It's so important. You want to hear about the Knicks, you tune into The Collision 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and you're going to hear about social justice intertwined in your sports. This is the only network that would have us, because WPFW gets the importance of understanding that politics is everywhere. And just as Katia said, we can't silo ourselves. We also can't silo our politics. Everything is interconnected. Chuck, any last words?